Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Welcome to the creepiest episode of Come Get Your Podcast of the Year. I know we're a couple days late, but that's okay. I'm your host, Adam.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Chris.
Some people say the 37th episode is the scariest episode. And I'd agree.
Depends how you look at it. I mean, we just were discussing H.H. Holmes before we started recording, so.
A lot of H.H. Holmes, actually.
Yes.
When I think of 37, I think of Kevin Smith. Is that track? Is that 37?
What?
From Clerks? You remember that?
I watched that movie like a month ago, and I couldn't tell you.
Something like she sucked 37 dicks or something, I think.
It's up there. It's around
I want to say it was like 37, but.
try not to suck any more dicks on your way there.
Well, we'll look into that later, and maybe in post, I'll confirm the dick sucking. How we doing?
You know what? All right. After last night, fantastic.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's that time of year where everything's spooky, everything's real cowboy, and you win a lot of battle royales.
Oh, man. So, your boys were playing some Blackout. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, their Battle Royale Blackout.
Managed to tear you guys away from Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
It didn't take much.
No,
it didn't. No, yeah. It's such... Red Dead's so good, but it's like... Sometimes you just need to do something that doesn't require... riding a horse.
I felt bad for Jeff. I think you were like going to the bathroom, Clark, and I was like, Jeff, what have you been doing while we've been playing Red Dead? He's like, just work. I'm like, oh, so you're being productive.
Oh, no. Getting your life in order.
He hasn't been online, that's the thing, because Red Dead has also taken over my life, but I've made the stipulation where I'm not playing it during the week, because once I sit down and open up that game, I'm there for a solid 4 hours at least.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, because I usually end up working late, I just play an hour and a half or two of Call of Duty, and then I can go to bed at a fairly reasonable hour, and he hasn't even been online, so...
Yeah,
he would have seen me.
He even said to mute the gaming chat because it's just been Red Dead, just all over the place. But
it's a lot of Red Dead.
If you're into the game, the stuff that our friend Colin says, it just makes me laugh. And I just wish I could just watch him play this game.
Yeah, we need to get him to start streaming because his stories, him and Brad both, just make me laugh while I'm at work when I read through it.
The amount of random, and we're going to get into this, that like the whole second half of this episode, like we kind of preluded to last episode, it's going to be Red Dead heavy because, oh man, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. But in terms of just sheer randomness and hilarity that can happen to you, like it's amazing to hear everybody's stories because the game's only single player right now. So
yep.
We're all experiencing something different and equally ridiculous.
No, I don't mean so Adam
have similar... haircut styles and beard styles, at least.
After I heard what your style was, I changed mine to that, and it was fucking glorious.
It's gorgeous.
Oh my god!
But yes,
have you guys seen the full length mustache by itself?
I can't wait
yet?
To get it.
No,
I'm so close.
After using the beard oil and everything?
Seriously, just go grow your mustache till it's 10 and then shave everything except it. And it's awesome.
I can't wait.
All right.
But.
More on that later.
We'll get there. Oh.
Your boys played some Blackout last night. And it was just a casual, hey guys, you guys want a Blackout?
Yeah.
So I was finishing up some five finger fillet in Red Dead, and I was listening to Dustin and Adam play, and they had won a duos match. So me and Jeff both joked, well, it's not going to get better from there. Boy, were we wrong.
But it did.
We had won 3 quad games.
Won 2 in a row at one point. Felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it
yeah.
did. And these were just like, whew, man, we barely won that. No, we did really well each time.
Only one of them did it get real sweaty.
I think that was the one with me and Dustin at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Engineer Perk saved me.
Yes, it did.
I don't want to just brag about winning Blackout the entire time, but it was awesome. That game, it's got its problems, but it's still scratching an itch that PUBG isn't, so I'm happy with it.
The aiming, that's the main thing. PUBG's good, and I mean, I haven't played it for probably 5 months at this point, but yeah, it's hitting the right spots, for sure.
Just gotta iron out some of the finer points, and to Treyarch's credit, you said it last week, or last episode. Excuse me. They're staying on top of it and updating at least once a week, it feels like. And they're getting there. A lot of people aren't happy right now because they just added their microtransaction stuff, but we all knew that was going to come anyway.
Yeah. Don't buy again, it then.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's just cosmetic stuff, right?
So far.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it stays that and it's nothing that gives anybody an advantage, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Like,
there are, you can, I don't, not for, just for regular multiplayer, you can level up guns to the point where you get an operator mod, which gives them some extra stat boosts. But so far, you don't have the ability to just purchase it. You have to earn it.
Yeah.
That's good.
But that's just so far. We'll see what happens. A lot of people are upset because you're paying real world money for skins and stuff like that, and skins aren't that good, yada yada yada. I don't know.
But that,
you don't have to again, buy it if you don't want to.
Exactly. If you don't, if you don't think it's all that good, then just don't.
You also have the ability to earn a lot of stuff for free by playing the game. So
yeah,
you know that option's there too.
I don't see an issue with it. That doesn't bother me at all. Like if I want to spend my money on a outfit or an emote or whatever, or if anybody else wants to, go for it. As long as you're not getting something better that's going to make you have a tactical advantage, I don't care.
The word microtransaction is just a trigger word, honestly, for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, or for the past couple of years, even more. Somehow Fortnite's getting away with it just fine.
Because they call it V-Bucks.
I mean, well,
and I think the game's free.
Yeah,
that's probably it.
That's a large part of it. You know, so you got your V-Bucks, your COD points, but you did have to pay a full retail price for this one. So, an argument to be had.
I mean, exactly. But it's also, stuff like this doesn't bother me because they have to get money out of it somehow, right? So how long has games been, the standard game been $60? Like years, right?
As long as I can remember.
Exactly. Like, I remember when they were like 50 and then they went up to 60 and people freaked out, and it's like, all right, well now they're $60, but like these games are, there's a lot to these games. So like, I know they give you like legendary edition and collector, and like, so they try to get more money, but like, if I just want to pay $60 for a game, and if they want to get as much money as they can by selling outfits and shit like that, like cosmetic stuff that people will buy, mm-hmm. I don't, go for it. Just go for it. Just because otherwise the next, our other option is going to be, all right, well, now games are going to be $80. And then people are going to fucking lose their shit.
So here's the thing, is that I am totally okay with it. I agree. I just want them to keep going with, like, Blackouts or Zombies or TDM. Like, build it out. Make it a competitor for Fortnite. Update this map. Just keep something going.
And I think they're going to do that, honestly. You cannot not have seen, that was a weird sentence, you cannot not have seen the success that Fortnite's had and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Why not just copy it with Call of Duty?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think the map's gonna be updated for a little while, but honestly, it's, the game's still so new that they got plenty of time.
Yeah,
and it's still enjoyable,
right? And it's like you said, just get rid of some of these, like fix some of these bugs. I know Chris got the lovely bug last night where his gun just disappeared.
That's shot real fun. Position
I also have had a bug where I don't know how it happens, but I think it's after jumping off a high ledge and landing, also simultaneously firing your weapon, that the ground shakes when you run, and you get a, it's very disorientating.
But you had the bug, Dustin, too, where you're like, you were hearing gunshots, right? Like, and there's no shooting?
No, that's, that was Fallout 76.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, which we can that get into sense a
now.
Little bit.
That
yeah.
makes sense now.
Yeah.
But yeah, as salty as people are over microtransactions, is anyone more salty right now than Diablo fans?
Dude, no way.
BlizzCon has been happening, and a lot their forum yesterday where they announced all their new projects happened, and we're getting a Warcraft 3 remaster, which is pretty
sweet.
I've
been on that one.
I'm in on that one, too.
I love Warcraft 3.
Yeah, that was great.
I played a lot of that game when I was younger and went to one of my friend's houses. It's cool that they're going to update it. However, there is a new Diablo. Kind of.
Well, I mean, a new Diablo.
Well, so the hopes of the Diablo fan base was two things. Either a remastered of 1 and 2... Or
I'll even say 1 or 2.
Yeah. Or Diablo 4, which I don't think it's going to be Diablo 4 for sure.
Diablo, we were talking about it earlier. Diablo 3 came out 5-6 years ago, which I didn't think it was that long, but that tracks on the length of time. So now.
It's not an April Fool's joke, you guys.
We have a new Diablo, not on the Switch. That's a separate version. But if you want to take Diablo on the go, there is now going to be Diablo Mobile, or mobile,
Diablo
depending where you're from.
Immortals, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think that's what it is.
So on your cellular device of choice.
So YouTube. Diablo 3 came out in 2012.
Okay, 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah, but if the fans wanted a brand new Diablo, like they would have had to immediately started working on it. Like, as soon as Diablo 3 dropped, they would be like, all right, if it's 6 years ago, like, they would literally have to start working on it immediately.
But that's the thing, is that Diablo 2 Diablo 2 came out in 2000.
Yeah.
So that was 12 years of development. In between. And they're already wanting a Diablo 4. Like, guys, this is Blizzard as well at the same time. Like, they take their time on things.
Yeah, because they want it to be, like, quality.
Exactly. It's not because, we just don't want to do it. It's because, no, when it's out, it's out.
That's why we haven't seen a World of Warcraft 2. Because, I mean, the first one's, the current one's fine, and they can update it enough. Yeah. And, I mean, the live team for Diablo 3 put out a major update last year?
Yeah, I think it was earlier this year.
I mean, they're still updating that stuff, too.
And I'll always love when they've talked about features or games coming out. And somebody like, well, when's the release date for X game? And Blizzard has always said, when it's ready.
If you frequent Reddit, and if you're on r/all, and you're just scrolling through, you will see a lot of salt coming from Blizzard's subreddits. A lot of it seems very self-entitled. I mean, I can understand the frustration, especially when there is a Diablo thing being announced and it's just Diablo on your phone.
Well, I mean, I can understand a little bit of the saltiness just because, like, don't have this huge, you know, at BlizzCon, have this huge presentation and then expect everybody to be excited about Diablo on your phone.
Well,
that's a little patting yourself on the back and then it just backfired.
How about this? Adam, you're a big fan of Borderlands, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long has Borderlands 2 been out?
8 years.
And you're ready for Borderlands 3, right?
Have been for a while.
Yeah.
So what did you do when Borderlands 2 VR was announced?
Thought about buying it.
There you go.
And buying a VR headset for it.
There you go.
You're goddamn right.
These people are just ridiculous.
Yeah. And now infamously immortalized on the internet is Red Shirt Guy.
Number two, there is already a red shirt guy in Blizzard history, by the way, if you didn't know
red
that.
Red shirt number two, Red Dead 2, during a Q&A segment, apparently, while in line, posted on 4chan asking, hey, I'm in line for the Q&A session, what should I ask the devs? and to which somebody told him to ask them in reference to Diablo Mobile, is this an out-of-season April Fool's joke? Which he did. to much love of the internet and much chagrin of anybody who works at Blizzard, I think.
Dude, he probably got banned from BlizzCon.
I bet you he got kicked out.
If you go look through the BlizzCon VODs for the live stream, that part is now cut. It's not there anymore. So they're trying to hush that down. But it's there. Which, we all saw it.
which trying to hush that down will only backfire.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, again, 4chan got him to ask this question. 4chan will keep that alive. You are not going to get rid of that.
So, I literally have no hat in this fight at all. No. Like, I do not care if there's a Diablo 4, if there's Diablo Mobile. I think it's a cool idea because now that expands your customer base. I don't know how many millions fold because most people have a cell phone nowadays with an internet connection. So
I'd like to see a Diablo 4 because I'm a fan of I played the first one way back in the day. I thought it was all right.
I played the first two a lot.
I really love Diablo 2. I've played a lot of Diablo 3. I'm not upset that they didn't announce Diablo 4. I don't care that they have a Diablo mobile game. I mean, it looks okay, but I'm not going to play it on my phone.
Diablo 3 was my first foray into the Diablo universe. I've played similar games. I remember playing Dungeon Siege, you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're upset. It'll come, guys. Like, Diablo 4 is going to come. Try the mobile game out. You never know.
Yeah, sure.
You know, especially if it's free, especially, you should definitely try it out.
Yeah.
I don't think it will be.
If it's free, I for sure will try it out.
Yeah, because why not?
And even if it costs money, depending on how much, I might still check it out.
Because, well, people hear mobile games and they're like, cell phone, but they're like, well, a tablet as well, guys. Like, mm-hmm. I can understand not playing this game on your phone, but
whatever. If you have an older, like, and by older, I mean maybe a year and a half, 2 year old cell phone, it might be a little tough because screen size and whatnot, but I mean, all the Galaxy S9 stuff can do 4K resolution. I mean, the Note is built for Fortnite, more or less. Like, we'll see what the price point is, and people are just going to have to get over themselves, more or less.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, given how powerful cell phones are now, like, I don't know. Like, it's like if the PSP was still a thing, like, and they were saying, all right, well, this game is, or the PS Vita, is that what it is now? Is that the mobile?
That's also dead. It's also dead.
Yeah, I thought so.
But it's like the 3DS is probably the best example for this.
Closest thing.
That's still current. So, like, imagine if they had, you know, Sony or whoever had a mobile gaming platform still.
Dozens of people who have a NVIDIA Shield.
Yeah, so it's like, imagine if they were like, all right, you can play it on this. Like, it's not like all of a sudden people would be pissed. It's like, it's the same thing. It's just your phone. I guess, I don't know. You can't make everybody happy.
Mobile games are just not blowing up in this country, by the way. Like,
no,
mobile
games outside
are super popular, like in Japan and stuff.
In Asia, especially, yeah. You know,
but the PSP rocked. I loved my PSP when I first got it. I liked the Vita.
Yeah, I liked the Vita.
But
if you're on Reddit, it's just a bunch of self-entitled children.
I mean, that's what that
is. But that's Reddit. Generally what Reddit is, anyway.
Yeah.
It's the complain website, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to complain against.
What's that?
Fallout 76.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the new hero in Overwatch and the Rule 34 that immediately hit the internet.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say also.
I mean, I didn't think we were going to talk about that, but yeah, you're right.
Just real quick. Their new hero in Overwatch, it's like somebody in McCree's past. She's a cowboy or cowgirl. Cow person, fucking whatever.
And perfect time to release that character. Like, when Red Dead is fresh on the market.
And I'm talking literally within hours of that hero announcement, there was Rule 34 on the internet. Because of course there is.
Yeah, why not?
Anyway.
Because the internet. That's the rule.
Yeah, exactly.
And I linked it in our Discord chat. I have since deleted it, though, Josh. So if you're listening, you don't have to see that. Josh but, Boykin. Yeah. Josh Boykin, not our lovely sponsor, who doesn't have access to that channel for these reasons.
We would not have a sponsor.
But it's crazy. Like, the internet is just always undefeated.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
But yeah, moving on to the Fallout 76 beta, like you said, you guys played a little bit?
Played a little bit.
Yeah, so it was out the 30th, not the 31st, to someone's displeasure.
For me, it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But it's good. It has its quirks for sure. Like, I know, Adam, you saw some, like, the frame drops, and that's like typical Fallout stuff to me.
Bethesda in general, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played it myself yet. I will be tomorrow. So I've watched it adjacent, and I've seen it played not on a PS4 Pro. And it gets real, real stuttery. The frames are dropping to probably 15 to 20.
Oh, mine was never that bad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we're on a pro.
On a normal PS4, it's rough right now. But it is a beta, so, you know, that can get smoothed out.
It was good. So we just, you know, we were playing it. I really wasn't trying to do quests or anything.
I wasn't either.
I was just messing around. So...
Well, yeah, that's the point of the beta, is to, like, just fuck around with it. I don't want to, like, try to get into the story and do all that shit. Like,
oh, no.
I'm going to do that when that game comes out. Like,
see, I wanted to, like... Misty's doing.
Okay, yeah, I mean, some people like to do that.
Well, she's doing the quest so she can learn more of the mechanics more quickly.
Sure. Yeah.
Because it is slightly different than Fallout 4.
This is what's going to happen. Me, Dustin, Katie, and Missy are going to be playing this online together. And it's just really going to be them two doing their thing and me and Dustin doing our thing.
Yeah, I can already tell.
Most definitely.
I'll probably get it eventually, or at the very least, like, Misty got a physical copy, so if she's not playing, I can play with you guys. Yeah. But I have one gripe, and I know I can't complain too much because I'm not playing it yet, but I really feel like, and it's not... Sorry, I had to keep running on different tangents. It's not because my wife took off an entire day of the week thinking that the beta was going to be there, and it wasn't.
It's still so funny to me.
Oh, it's hilarious. But Bethesda, very close to the release of the beta, said that, it's only on these specific days and these specific times. And if you're going to do that, that's fine. But you should really be upfront about that, because to me, it just screams, please pre-order our game.
Yeah.
Well, that and also, like, I think their idea, and they haven't confirmed this, of course, so I can't be like, yeah, they said this, but is that they're going to take feedback and really look at what happened during that time, because it is their first foray into multiplayer. Yeah. Like, there's Elder Scrolls Online, but it's not the same people.
No.
Like, this is Bethesda, not ZeniMax. So, I think they're really just taking the feedback and the statistics and looking at what happened in order to fix it or better it. But, yeah, that's kind of shitty, you know?
Why, Bethesda's out on the East Coast, why are you making some of the times for the beta? I mean, I guess you're trying to test low points and high traffic points, but, like, some of the beta times were in the middle of the week, during the day, like, early part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
When kids are in school and adults are working, so... I don't understand it. It just seems like a clusterfuck to me.
On that.
But
I think that's what this weekend is for, where they have so today they are 4 PM to 8 PM, I believe.
I think it's 9 or 10.
I think they extended it because I totally expected this. The initial launch of the beta for PS4 and PC was this past Tuesday on October 30th, and PC got fucked over to the point where instead of going through Battle.net or Steam or even Origin, they made their own launcher for this game. So it's their own client. And apparently, if you pre-installed the game on PC and went to the launcher once it went live and hit any button on that launcher, and I mean any button, it crashed the game. It crashed everything and uninstalled the game, so you had to reinstall it again.
Oh, wow.
and locked up a lot of computers.
Well,
which is why it's extended this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm glad that they extended it and made it available longer on this weekend. But if they were going to do all those tests throughout the week at those sporadic times, the beta should have been available all day today and all day tomorrow. Not 4 to 10, like,
A contiguous 24 hours would be exactly a real stress test. And yeah, it's going to fail a lot. But I mean, that's how you learn. Like, that's what I don't get. It's why I do it for 5 hours here, 4 hours there during the week. You're not getting a good sample size, in my opinion.
Right. A full 24-hour test on a weekend when people are out of school and off work and can actually get into it.
It also says to me that they don't have test servers. Like, they're literally just patching live servers as the time period ends.
Yeah.
Like, because usually you have test servers and live servers, and as live servers are going on, bugs come in. You can work on those in the test servers, make sure that's stable, and then update it to the live server and go forward from there. And that's why most betas run continuously. There's no off periods. I mean, there could be an off period, like for Call of Duty, that whole beta was a week long continuously with a couple interruptions for an hour to 3 hours during the middle of the night. So
to fix and keep it going.
Update.
Yeah.
And then, but also, what about their like partners across the world, you know, as well? Like people that want to play this in different countries who, you know, that they would be playing during those times. Like, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
And like, yeah, like Europe got hosed kind of because that's in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, when do all these other
Asia countries got hosed?
Yeah, that's even when do they crazier get to play? Yeah.
It's,
I don't know.
It's like not
tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow's their test. Like you said, tomorrow's their I mean, it's going to be open from 1 to 8 p.m.
Yep. So, I mean, they'll get a good sample size there, and then it's less than 2 weeks to release. So, I don't know. I think they messed up there, but maybe they can learn from it for whatever they do next. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but we'll see.
But initial thoughts on it. It was fun. You know, we had some fun times just messing around, not even trying to do anything seriously. We built a camp. The building's more fun than the original Fallout 4. Now you can't like dismantle wood and get parts that way, of course, but it's a little bit more, you know, fine tuned. And you have to be able to find plans apparently to build stuff, and we really needed a water, like, pump, because we're getting thirsty.
So exploration is
rewarded. Yeah, which is cool. There's a few. It is fun. There are a few gripes I have with it. I mean, knowing that it's a beta, as we alluded to earlier, at one point I was just hearing gunfire as I was running around, which was concerning because it was loud and I almost had to reset the game. But I mean, like shit too, like that's like going to happen. Loud? I mean, it was loud. Yeah. It was like, was firing
another
a gun.
Player actually firing their gun or
no, it was just, okay. It was just a bug. Yeah. So, and that's understandable. It's a beta that shit like that'll happen. And that's fine. Shit like that might happen in the actual game. It is what it is, but like few of the things, you get hungry and thirsty way too quickly, in my opinion. And it's a Fallout game, so everything has rads. So it's, you're just constantly battling this. Like, I get that you're supposed to be surviving, but
I think that's going to get tweaked.
Yeah, like I shouldn't have to eat and drink. Like, if I'm sitting down playing for 3 hours, 4 hours, I shouldn't have to eat and drink 10 times. And you know, like, because then I'm constantly having to find rad away and I'm. You know, it's just like, I want to explore. I want to do the missions. I want to do stuff. And
that's all part of the balancing act.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. So like if you just delayed just a little bit, I mean, it would like, so it's just not so intense on that. Sure. you know? But, like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, Chris and I would run into enemies that are 8 and 10 levels above us, and it really wasn't that difficult to, you know, walk
through
it.
They're harder to kill. They're harder to kill, don't get me wrong.
They were, but, like, it wasn't impossible. It really wasn't.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain to Missy when we were playing. Like, Katie was going with us to try to find power armor frame, and these enemies were just, like, maybe 5 levels higher. And I was like, you can kill them, Katie.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm so weak. I'm like, no, you can.
They're really not that bad, yeah.
Just try.
Especially the team fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only time that I would say that we ran into something that even as the three of us were trying to fight it, we couldn't do it.
I don't even
want to
talk about this.
Yeah, it was like a level 32, what was it?
This thing's called a Wendigo, and man.
Wendigo, yeah.
It is scary.
And we're like level 7 and 8, and it's like level 32. Yeah, that thing fucked you up.
Well, Missy ran into a Scorch Beast at level 50, and it killed her.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that thing's freaky. That's a dragon.
Chris and I saw it flying, and we promptly ran in the other direction.
That was enough for me to be like, no.
But,
which is cool that all that stuff's there.
But yeah, yes. other than that, I mean, it feels like a Fallout game. It's pretty cool.
Like, they really have to smooth it out if I'm going to get
they
this
do.
Game.
They do.
It looked rough. And I mean, I can install it on my Pro tomorrow, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to do that because Comcast is getting mad at us for going over our data cap. But
F them.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
You pay for it.
I do. I do pay for it. So
I don't know. I didn't. Whatever stuttering or frame rate drops that Missy was seeing, I didn't really experience that on my side. Okay.
I mean,
it was a couple times, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like, oh, God, this is awful.
And that's normal for Bethesda games anyway, like, especially if you get to high populated areas and there are explosions. Yeah, you're going to get some frame drops, but it was jarring on a regular PS4.
I mean, at one point, even on my Pro, I mean, I think, Adam, you were playing something else. We were in the party, and I was running, and I could hear everybody else, but my game just stopped. And I was.
Oh,
just,
yeah, you were on top of a bridge to stand
yeah,
still.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's like I had to reset the game. And again, it could be just because it's a beta and shit like that happens. But yeah, it was like I could hear you guys running around and shooting, and I could hear things. But like the game just stopped. I was like, all right, well, so I'll just reset this.
Hopefully, ideally for me, they can learn a lot from this. And then whatever Fallout 5 is, whenever that comes out, it's local co-op.
Yeah, that would be great.
A la Borderlands.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's my dream, but damn it, I was so salty. I thought it was an April Fool's joke when they said that it's going to be online multiplayer. I don't know.
If you guys listen to past episodes, I wasn't thrilled about it being online, but
I like it. It's a cool idea. So
it is as long as they keep enemy players to a minimum, so it's not like impossible to play. Which in the beta we haven't really seen that. We've seen some players every so often, but you're like at the starting area, so you're going to see a lot of people. But yeah, we didn't really run into too many other players, which is reassuring.
I've seen Misty run into a pretty good handful of random players. Everybody's been pretty chill, too. Like, she hasn't run into like anybody who's just out to kill and murder.
Well, it's hard. Unless that person's fighting back, you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Really.
And I mean, it's also people are probably maybe just wanting to explore and do stuff and mess around. So, like, that's not a real big factor yet, but time will tell. But at least I know during the press event, which was a few weeks ago, it was rampant with people running around trying to kill everybody, but it was also only 3 hours long. So, like, if it's you only have that set time, everyone's going to go to chaos as fast as possible just to see what it was because it was 3 weeks early and they need to report on it.
Yeah, but but TLDR, I enjoyed it for the time I played it. I'm looking forward to the release.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the release as well. But I mean, it's from what I've seen so far, it doesn't touch Spider-Man or Red Dead that I've played so far this year. So
you know what else you can look forward to?
What, Adam?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You can look forward to ordering something from our friends over at Slumberyard Handcrafted.
Yes.
Slumberyard Handcrafted? Adam? What? Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. You can visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, and there you can see their portfolio, a calendar of upcoming events, and if you have something in mind, you can schedule yourself a free design session. If you are in need of anything made out of solid wood, be wary if it's at ankle level, because I now have a bruise on my heel from, on my heel of all things, from hitting my bed. Go figure. I don't know how that works. But it's just a testament to how, I'll say, rock solid that wood is.
Not just that wood.
I was honestly expecting another what, Adam, there.
Yeah, I kind of was too.
You can also check them out on Instagram at Slumberyard Handcrafted. And you can see a little sneak peek behind the scenes stuff. Let's see, what's some good? It's getting to be close to winter time. I'm trying to think. You could...
I mean, shelves, coat racks, potentially, like entryway.
You could get a nice coat rack you can screw into your wall. Mm-hmm. I bet that would be...
He might be able to make you a gun rack.
If you're into that.
I don't even have a gun. Yeah.
Or maybe you want to get... I don't know.
gun.
They're dear friends of ours, and, you know, we thank them immensely for supporting us. So I've supported them as much as possible. Got that entertainment center still holding up real nice.
Still beautiful as ever.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, go check them out. SlumberyardHandcrafted.com. Get yourself a liquor cabinet.
There you go.
That's exactly what
you can use that for winter.
Yep.
By the fire. Oh, SlumberyardHandcrafted.com.
Member FDIC. May cause erectile dysfunction in men older than 55.
However, it also may cause an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, and in which case you should call your friends and brag to everybody. Yeehaw! No, remember that joke?
Jesus.
I just got it. When you did the opening for the ad, it's an Internet Explorer meme that people said, like, you have all the browsers getting together, like, what do we want? Faster speeds. What do we want it now? Yeah. The Internet Explorer at the very end is like, faster speeds.
Faster speeds.
Love that one. Speaking of erections that have lasted longer than 4 hours, if you have not played Red Dead Redemption yet, you will get one once you do.
I mean, I loved playing Spider-Man. And I finished that game, and I love the story, and I love the gameplay. And already, I like Red Dead 2 more. So, and I'm not even done with the game.
So, real talk, I love Red Dead, but it did take me a bit to get into.
Really?
It's slow. It's a slow game.
The first 10 hours is tutorial, more or less.
It is slow. Like, oh my god, I know.
But after that... Oh, man, that came open up.
When you guys look at the story progression, what percentage are you at right now?
63, I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit.
I'm somewhere in the mid-teens.
I'm at 42%.
So that's the thing, and I know we alluded to this in the gaming chat, because I'm on chapter 6 of the story.
So yeah, I think I'm coming to the end of chapter 4.
And man, I want to talk to somebody about it. But I can't, obviously.
I'll get there.
And that's why I brought up, like, what chapters people are on.
So I'm torn, okay? Because I don't want to play it during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really want to talk about it with you guys and everything like that. And I'm also torn between doing story missions and having fun just running around being a cowboy again.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to put my effort.
So well, I've slowed down my story progression. I haven't done a story mission for a while because everyone's doing challenges, and so I'm like, I'll get my challenges up. So,
well, much like you, Chris, like I've done some side stuff, but I've mainly been focusing on the story because I want to get through that story. So, like, I haven't done a lot of these hunting and racing and time trials and like, I haven't done a lot of that stuff. Like, I've been, like, because I have the amount of time that I have to play the game after work during the week, like Adam was saying, like, you don't want to just play. You can't just play for an hour and 15 minutes. Like, you just can't. It's, I mean, unless you're doing, like,
if challenges you can,
and stuff, you could.
If you can, I salute your willpower. Yeah,
no shit. It's no. Like, next thing I know, it's 11:30 midnight, and I'm like, fuck. Like, I have to get up for work tomorrow morning. Like, I'm screwed.
But for me, that's why I'm really doing, like, focusing on the challenges and stuff, because I can get on and do challenges, and that could last me an hour or two. But sure. If I get in the story mode,
yeah, no. you just gotta keep going. It's...
For me, I haven't done a lot of the story yet because, like I said, I get not distracted, but I enjoy just horsing around and getting into shenanigans because there are shenanigans aplenty.
Sure.
There's that challenge you had to, like the horse challenge. You have to lasso somebody and drag them for like 3,300 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just ran around on this dude's farm that I lassoed him in and just like... He was just hitting all these crops and stuff.
That I can. And then, I feel like that I can do.
And then at the end of it, I hogtied him and threw him in a creek and left.
Yep.
He died.
So,
yeah, but, of course he did. He's not a witch.
If you, yeah, he's not a witch. At least he's got that going for him. If you hogtie somebody and throw him over your shoulder to carry him around, and you wade into a body of water, and just their face is submerged, they'll drown. So, right. I mean, that'll happen. For me, the most Red Dead thing that's happened so far is I ran into a random gentle sir from New York who was lost and needed to be escorted to a nearby town, which happened to be where I was going. So I was like, cool, hop on board. Turns out he didn't want to hop on board. He wanted to walk next to my horse.
Oh, yeah.
And so I walked with him on a stride on my horse, and we were going down a road, and he was just off the road to my right. And we came upon a bush, which he understandably didn't want to walk through. So he went to the left and bumped me, which apparently I accosted him and his family and called him many terrible names as soon as he touched me because he no longer wanted my help.
Oh, no. I remember that cuck. I hated that. He didn't. You don't even give anything.
So
like, I followed him to the town and I got
I'll never complete it because at which point I was like, well, fuck you then. I'm getting you to that town. So I lassoed him and hogtied him and threw him on the back of my horse.
Brilliant.
And started... getting on my horse, at which point another carriage had come down the road and somebody saw that and was going to go tell the sheriff. So I had to go lasso him real quick and hogtie him. And then somebody else saw that and they were going to go tell the sheriff. So I had to go lasso him and hogtie them. And then no one else was around. So I finally like started riding towards this town, got there and dropped him off and untied him. And everybody took exception to that. So I hogtied half that town and killed the other half. And I think my bounty is somewhere in the thousands, and I'm never allowed to go there again.
Yeah. Okay. That's, yeah.
But my point being, I fucking got him there. And I got nothing for it, so.
Here, I'll tell you my most Red Dead story so far playing this game. Early on, you have to go on a quick mission to hunt a legendary bear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming at 15%, you've already been there
with Hosea.
Yep, and I stuck with him, protected him from the bear. He left. I stayed because I wanted to hunt it. I wasn't so stealthy, so this bear came charging out of the woods. And very much like Leonardo DiCaprio,
Revenant
began to just tear my ass apart. I did kill it though, without dying, barely, like a sliver of health. Tore's just like my clothes just torn up, blood everywhere. I skin it, put that legendary bear pelt on the back of my horse, start riding back. I take exception to a NPC riding on a horse not being friendly to me, so I kill him. Somebody saw that, so I had to chase him down and kill him. To which somebody saw that, and I had to chase him down, but before I could, he reported it, so I had to start running from the police. So I crash my horse, because I'm running through fields. Quickly get up.
How'd you crash your horse in a
field? I fucking, like, there was, rock. Like, hills. I went off a little embankment and rolled it. Got up quickly, got back on my horse, took off, got away, realized. All of a sudden, the game's like, you abandoned your bear pelt, because it just fell off my horse.
Things fall off your horse if the trip's over.
Yep, lost my hat. Like, it was, like, this whole... So I just kind of, like, rode back to camp, like... I went through all of this, almost got killed by this bear, defeated it, had to get away from all these people just to lose the fucking bear pelt because I'm an idiot and couldn't just not shoot an NPC.
Well, I got good news about your hat, at least.
Oh, yeah.
That it's always on your horse. Your horse is a satchel, so...
That legendary bear pelt, though, that's gone.
Yeah.
I almost got killed for nothing. So
just coming, I just imagine you walking back into camp and like just like kicking the dirt a little bit, yeah, and looking, I mean, down.
Clothes just claw marks and blood, just like, well, I killed it, but we'll never see those rewards.
I killed it, but I can't prove it.
Yeah, it's somewhere in a field. I
decided to go back with Hosea because I felt very ill-equipped to kill a giant ass fucking bear with scars all over his body.
Yeah, I hear it's not that difficult if you're quiet, but yeah, when you're probably just not, an idiot running through the fucking woods, that thing comes at you real quick. And then of course I panicked and didn't dead shot it quick enough. Yeah, I was underneath that thing for a bit trying to survive. So that
the
was
the scariest thing I've killed so far was the legendary alligator.
Oof.
Oh, and yeah. I think took a couple shots, and man, it's pretty scary when it comes running at you at its full speed. High bolt action.
Did you do it at night?
Shoot fast enough. No.
Well, there's your
have
first
you
problem.
Seen a bunch of alligators at night?
It's not good. I don't.
It's
like,
scary as hell.
I was in the swamp and just like walking around trying to find some stuff, and yeah, I got dragged under. I didn't die, but it was scary. But
did you do the roll?
I punched it in the face and it let me go.
Damn.
Awesome.
And I mean this is why I love this game so much. Just
so my most Red Dead thing, and I shared a video of it in the gaming chat, but no spoilers, but there is a scene where music's playing and you gotta travel a long distance to get somewhere, just like in the first Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite parts.
It is. And it's a good song. But they have a cinematic mode where you're supposed to just hold X, horse follows the road that is toggled on.
I never used it. Oh.
Yeah, I did.
I use that all the time.
I didn't really know it existed, so I never used it. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, like, the horse veers off into a field, and it looks cinematic as shit. Like, there's deer frolicking. I was like, all right, I must be by the camp. No, because a few scenes later, I just run into a fucking tree. Like, and at that point, I was like, oh, that's not how this is supposed to go. I'm not doing something right.
Which, when I saw that, I was like, how the hell are you running into trees? And then I was in the swamp and ran into all the trees trying to get away from alligators.
There's a lot of trees, man.
There's so many.
Also, one of the creepiest things I've, other than being in a swamp at night and just seeing all the eye shine coming from alligators looking at you, which they're like yellow red eyes.
I haven't seen that yet, but that sounds terrifying.
It's awful. I was in the swamp and finished a mission, and then found a random houseboat on this river. Decided to loot it because it looked abandoned, and I found a cigarette carton there, so it was totally worth it. And I hop off the boat and get back on my horse and start kind of walking away from the houseboat. And then, like, maybe 100 feet down the riverbank, there are two people just walking there, and it's nighttime, and they have torches. And all of a sudden, I see them throw a body into the like near the river by some alligators. And then I'm like, okay, that's crazy. And then I guess I got too close to them because I was just wasn't paying attention. I was just watching them. And they see me. And without saying a word or making any noise, they silently pull a knife and a bow and arrow and are just walking towards me silently. What the fuck? So I murdered them, obviously.
Oh, of course you did.
Went to the body that they threw down, and it was some Native American woman who was dead. And they were trying to feed to alligators. So that's a thing that can happen.
This fucking game is just so... like, it's just, there's just so much to it.
Also, like, Chris, did you... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just like, I sat there and just played dominoes and poker and blackjack. Oh, I played
dominoes for about an hour the other day.
It's just so insane. Like, you just sit there and just play.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing my gambling challenges yesterday, and it was like, win five hands in blackjack when you double down.
Yeah, that's my next one.
I doubled down on every hand. I didn't even care. And it wasn't there to win. I was just there to, like, just double down and win. I didn't care how much money I was going to make.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
It's like, I got a jack and a king, 20, and I was like, fuck it, I can get an double ace, down. Double down.
It's just...
never happened, though.
It's such a good game. It just... And all the stories we're saying are like have nothing to do with the actual story of the game.
No, this is all just side stuff. Just Dustin, all... did you find the alien cult?
I have not yet, and I, like, after you guys mentioned that, like, you mentioned that, and then Chris found it, and I'm like, fuck. Like, I
haven't done anything with it yet, though, but...
Oh, okay.
Now I'm so intrigued, I want to find this.
You should go to where you found the pamphlet at the time that is on the pamphlet.
So I don't think I found the same pamphlet you did, because mine was in a big town.
Okay.
I'm not trying to give any spoilers away.
Yeah, I've found a few pamphlets, but I...
There's a pamphlet in a dilapidated house.
Okay.
With corpses everywhere. And it's from an alien cult. On the pamphlet, it's like... I mean, it's not an alien cult. It's more like a doomsday cult, I guess.
Okay.
But they're like, aliens are our overlord god stuff, and they'll, you know...
I hope it ties to worshiping. GTA's religion.
That's what I'm hoping so. But yeah, no, but if you find this and you go to the house at the time, you'll see some shit.
I hope, like, that's what I hope about the two different game universes, that they tie to each other somehow.
Well, they have.
Have they?
Yeah. 5 and Red Dead had ties. I mean, the most obvious one is, in GTA Online, you could be the great grandson of John Marston.
Yeah. Like that was a character. Like
that was the most making direct yours? One. Because you could pick your parents' lineage, yep. And one of them for your father side of things was John Marston. But there were Easter eggs everywhere in GTA 5 and GTA Online that tied to cults or NPCs you ran into, like people, like descendants of them. Mm-hmm. And it's the same in Red Dead 2.
I just wish, like, you know, remember in Red Dead 1? Like, you always knew where the train was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have that in this game.
Not at all.
Nope.
So, I can never find a train when I need one. But there's always a train where I'm like, I don't want you right now.
It takes a good 3 or 4 minutes for that train to come by again.
Yeah.
Sometimes longer.
I waited a while because I wanted to kill somebody on the tracks tied up. See if I get a trophy or something. But it never came.
I know they have fast travel in this because, like, I finally paid upgraded enough money towards. Yeah, like, of course, it just feels like you're the only person contributing to the camp, which is probably true because it's just a campaign.
No, you can look at the ledger.
If you look at the ledger, I've contributed almost $200 and someone's contributed a sock.
Yeah, it's the amount that we contribute to the camp. To upgrading everything is so much more than everybody else. Like, I stopped just donating money. Like, the camp has, like, $40. I have, like, almost $2,000. I'm just like, yeah, fuck you guys. I just buy them stuff. But, I finally upgraded the camp to where, like, I could fast travel. I still haven't done it yet. Like, I've just been... Anytime I need to go somewhere, I ride my horse. I'll do it in the cinematic mode, but I have not fast traveled yet. Like, I legit do it. So,
have you found the serial killer yet?
I have not. There's so many things. No. Like, that's the problem with.
Have you started like, that yet?
That's the problem with like doing just the story. Like, you don't see some of this side stuff. So
there's a gruesome scene under a bridge by the first town you kind of unlock.
Oh, well, then I feel like I just need to go back and look.
Yeah, tying it in with the H.H. Holmes stuff, I think, actually.
Oh, God, I got to go back now.
Yep. It's, yeah. Yeah, I mean, as being in chapter two, though, I mean, as you can progress, it does start slow, but it is getting more and more and more interesting the farther we go.
I love that the aiming is very similar to Red Dead 1, because I always had this, like, great way of like getting headshots where like you quickly aim and then you just move your left joystick up a little just bit and it's headshot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just headshot. Tap it up.
And it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Alright. What, Adam? So that's cool.
What?
Nothing.
What?
That was a callback. Faster speed.
What? Oh god. I forgot about the callback. One thing that I've learned not to do. And then I've never done is leak game footage and mechanics of Red Dead 2 before the game's actually out. Unlike the review site Trusted Reviews, who back in February published Red Dead Redemption 2 details from a leaked Rockstar document. I'm getting this article from PCGamer.com. And usually if this happens, you are liable for having a large lawsuit brought upon your head. And in lieu of that, Take-Two said, just donate to some charities we like. And so Trusted Reviews is donating around $1 million to a handful of different Take-Two charities that are, I'm trying to look for the name of them. They were in the article, and now they're not. Cool.
So Bethesda did this separate, or not like the same thing, but with a leaker of somebody that breached the closed beta for Fallout 76.
Mm-hmm.
They banned him from playing Fallout 76 till the new year, but then Xbox, due to breach, had banned him from using his Xbox Live for a whole year.
Oof.
Damn.
So.
Now, like, kudos to Take-Two, because normally, like, a larger corporation, if something like this happens, they'll just sue the offender into oblivion.
Yeah.
But from the Trusted Reviews apology, this is a quote. On February 6, 2018, we published an article that was sourced from a confidential corporate document. We should have known this information was confidential and should not have published it. We unreservedly apologize to Take-Two Games, and we have undertaken not to repeat such actions again, which is probably a good idea. We've also agreed to donate over $1 million into charities chosen by Take-Two Games. And I know at least two of the charities are something to do with Native American, like helping out disenfranchised Native Americans, and then something to do with getting them college educations, I believe. And $1 million, it's not a specific amount, but over $1 million was donated, and that's got to be a hell of a lot cheaper than what they could have been sued for. So
yeah, they could have been sued for a lot. And Take-Two could have just like taken all of the money. But, well, being a game that, being a game company who published GTA 5, who's made, over $1.6 billion, probably doesn't need
a lot of money.
$1 million.
Here's the thing is, Take-Two is not as bad as EA, but they like their money. So it's a classy move, and a little bit surprised me that they're just taking everything these people are worth. But
free publicity. I mean, that
it, pretty much. And I mean, they knew what they had on their hands probably for a long time. And when the game released that first weekend, it has the largest opening ever for any kind of media. So like they made over 500 times what this website donated,
and this is just their single player campaign, like their online stuff, which GTA 5 has made so much bank on.
Oh yeah,
that's coming. You know,
there's a beta for that this month, and it's just a beta. It's not even the full release of the online. That's not coming till December or January.
Damn it.
But yeah, to have the largest opening weekend ever in any media form for a video game, especially. I mean, it says a lot.
Man, God, it's a good thing single player games are dying, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the charities, I got them now from Variety.com. Charities are American Indian College Fund, the American Prairie Reserve, and the First Nations Development Institute. So between those three, they were donated over $1 million was donated to them.
Well, there's that tone throughout the game as well about land being taken and
treaties, where this part of the game takes place. It's just on the cusp of, like, especially the Sioux getting forced out of their land.
Yep.
By the American government and settlers. So, yeah.
But I remember what I was going to say now. So the map of Reddit is large.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, the map of the first Red Dead, I don't know about Mexico, but it's there.
Yep.
But you can't get to it.
I don't think Mexico is there.
I tried to get there. Because I told this on our gaming chat, but the minute you go down where Blackwater is, like bounty hunters are on you.
Yeah, you're not liked in Blackwater.
And I got out of there. Like, I got past them where they couldn't find me. But then I get to the point where it was like the Swamplands in Red Dead 1. I forget what it's called. But I'm just riding along, I'm looking, and then all of a sudden I get shot, and I'm looking. I don't see any red dots or nothing, and then I just die. I get shot again and die. I'm like, what the fuck? Just hit me. Then I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
The architects.
Yeah. It's like, you're not supposed to be here, dude. Like, so I'm pretty sure that that's online. Like, that's going to be, like, one of the things that are brought up in online. And I don't know yet, because I haven't got through the story, so.
I thought, I could be wrong, but I thought I read that you can explore a lot of the land of Red Dead 1 eventually in the story. So,
maybe
it might be down the road a little bit.
Yeah,
it might
be coming soon.
I know it'll definitely be there in online.
Because I'm getting far in the story and I haven't even gone there yet. And I'm like, man, like, how much more there do I have to go? So we'll see.
Yeah, but you also have to realize from my 42% to your 63 or whatever, that's two chapters. So, like, these chapters aren't short. So
that's at least probably 7-8 hours.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of game in between where I'm at and where you're at least story-wise. So, I don't even know. Like, I've been playing that story a lot and I'm not even halfway through it. So,
but yeah, and I've been like basically what's the fictional version of the Kentucky foothills. And boy, is it obvious. Let me tell you.
Boy, your arm's tired.
Because you could look at, like, the gangs you're going against in the area, right? In, like, the progress notes.
Yeah.
And they tell you about one of the clans that are in that area, and, man, they don't hold any details back. Let me tell you. Oof. Freaks me out.
So, in lieu of not playing it during the week, but still really wanting to, I've been watching Deadwood again.
And if you haven't seen Deadwood?
You should definitely watch Deadwood.
It's got Timothy Olyphant in there.
Yes.
Which I'm about, because he also is in a show called Justified, which
it's basically fantastic. Justified without 200 years in the past.
Nice.
Ian McShane is one of the best fucking characters in that entire series.
Yeah.
Maybe ever. And if you like the F word and the term cocksucker, you will love that series.
I've never actually watched Deadwood. I've been wanting to, but hearing how it ends...
Well,
I have not heard how it ends, so...
It doesn't.
Well, no, just hearing that it just kind of abruptly ends.
It's three seasons, and then they got canceled.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, I don't know how it ends. I just know it just kind of ends, so...
Gotcha. You should start watching it, because in, I believe, next year, the Deadwood movie is getting released on HBO.
Really?
It should tie everything up.
All right. Then I'll actually watch it then. Now that I know there'll be an ending, yeah.
Yeah,
I went through Daredevil pretty fast, and if you haven't seen Daredevil, the latest season, it's fucking great.
I still need to do that.
And I didn't watch The Defenders, so I'm not sure what's happening, and so I stopped watching it because I was like, well, I should watch The Defenders, and that's a lot. That's a big
channel.
The Defenders sucks.
I couldn't even get through it.
I don't.
No, it's just Daredevil. You don't have to watch The Defenders.
Doesn't the beginning of it tie? Like, I did the recap thing, and a lot of it seemed to take place in the Defenders.
What, based on where he's at, it's the Defenders, like, at the beginning, but the story of Daredevil Season 3 has nothing to do with the Defenders.
Okay, so I could watch feasibly, or I could feasibly watch just the last episode of the Defenders just to see how he gets to where he is.
I mean, I could tell you what happened, essentially. Like, if you wanted.
Yeah, I might have you, because I do want to watch, well, maybe in a little bit, because I want to get through Deadwood again. But, I'll just have you do that, because I literally was like, well, I want to know what happens, but I also really don't want to watch The Defenders, so.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't that good. It had some good moments in it, but no, it wasn't worth it. Which I think Netflix obviously got the hint of that, because it canceled Iron Fist.
Luke Cage and Iron Fist got Thanos snapped, so.
But man, Daredevil Season 3, like, it's full on Kingpin, man. Like,
God, what's his name? The actor who plays Kingpin.
Vincent, I can't say
his D'Onofrio? Last
name. D'Onofrio, yeah.
One of the underrated.
Water.
I mean, he's yeah. Daredevil's kind of propelling him even further, but yeah, like, he's the Edgar in Men in Black. He's, I forget his name in, is it Private Pyle in,
Full Metal Jacket.
He's so
good in everything.
Fucking crazy. He's the bad guy in The Cell, which, if you haven't seen The Cell, is an underrated thriller horror movie.
Yeah, with Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo, yep.
I actually enjoyed the shit out of that Vince movie. Vaughn. Yes. That's a callback.
I love The Cell. I watched it the other day. But yeah, he's the bad guy, serial killer in that, and does such a crazy good job. Really good performance.
Well, and he's like, isn't he Vince Vaughn's brother in The Breakup?
Yes, I believe he is.
So he's got a range.
Oh, and, yeah. Daredevil is definitely, like, propelling him forward more for his career, which is awesome to see. But, like, he's been around for a while, man.
Mm-hmm. He was in Law and Order for a while.
Yeah, he was. I forgot about that.
There was some other, I don't remember exactly what that spinoff show was, but he was, like, for I don't know how many seasons, but he also did that. So
he was a voice in Dishonored 2.
That dude's so cool.
He was in Jurassic World and the Lego games for that.
Well, like, somebody had tweeted about Daredevil 3 being, or Daredevil being canceled, you know, like, oh, that's next. And he just responded to him, nope.
Yeah, nah. No.
Which makes me laugh separately. This is about the Boston Red Sox, who won the World Series.
Congrats, and,
Boston. It really made me laugh because they were apparently going back to old tweets from the beginning of the season when people were like, they're not going anywhere. They're going to suck. They're not even going to win 60 games, et cetera,
They lost their season opener pretty handily, and they got slammed on Twitter. And
they were responding to those people like, I don't know. World Series seems pretty nice.
It was pretty
good. That's fucking hilarious.
It was pretty good. Whoever runs their Twitter account is doing good stuff over there.
And while we're on the topic of baseball, happy 2-year anniversary, Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, buddy.
World Series champs.
All I need now is the Bears to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. The way we're playing, man, I don't know. Not this year, obviously.
No. I'm not. I am not expecting them this year.
No.
Not even. Maybe next year they'll make a good push, but I don't know. I'm not expecting much out of them. I mainly want to see them win because, A, I haven't seen it because I was born 2 years after they won the Super Bowl, and B, then I will have seen literally every major Chicago sports team win a championship.
Yep.
Well, ask Dustin, how was it?
Motherfucker, I was like one.
30? 31?
31. I was 31, and it was 11?
Double one?
Yeah, it sucks. Just to know that apparently, like, I wasn't even 1 year old, but it was just like, yeah, you know, my parents watched them win the Super Bowl, and I just kind of...
You were there.
Of course,
Do you want to know what sucks more? Recording over your dad's 1985 Chicago Bears Super Bowl video.
Who would do that?
Don't tell me.
I did.
Oh, no. Okay, what did you record over with?
I don't know. It's probably some stupid.
Yeah. I mean, regardless of the answer, it'd be like the wrong thing. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It's just a recording of him singing karaoke by himself, singing When I Think About You, I Touch Myself.
I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah.
You guys both went two completely different directions.
Yeah, we sure did.
With the song choice.
Who I honestly, to continue the sports thing, who I also honestly feel, other than your father, because oof, you'd be gone. No, I'm kidding. Anybody who is a diehard Bulls fan who was born after 1998, because the other day the Bulls played against the Golden State Warriors,
who God.
Have a pretty decent team.
Yeah.
And at halftime, the score was 92-50.
Yep.
At half.
Giving up 92 points at halftime by halftime is, it's almost impressive. It's
Klay Thompson went ham, had 30 or I think 40 some points in the first half, like stupid numbers.
Scoring 92 points by halftime is the fucking NBA All-Star game when yes. nobody plays defense.
And the Bulls are missing one of their best power forwards, big man guy who plays good defense, Mark Kagan. But still, to have seen two three-peats in the 90s, mm-hmm. and then it was amazing. And then to be a diehard Bulls fan, a young diehard Bulls fan now, and dealing with the absolute clusterfuck that organization has been.
Right.
And to have just missed greatness, like Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Luke Luck, like Steve Kerr, the list goes on. Sucks. I feel terrible for those people.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like the same with the Patriots, probably, you know, once.
Oh, yeah.
They have rebuilding years, man. Like
you missed the
fucking best of the best,
man. Ridiculous run that New England has had.
You know, Tom Brady's only 3 yards away from 1,000 yards career rushing.
Oh, he might get it.
he puts it on Instagram and stuff. He's funny.
But dislike and like Brady all at the same time. Also, great time this week, especially this week, to have played in DraftKings to play Oakland's defense, because they're going up against a third string quarterback who's never started in the NFL before.
Didn't they win?
Oakland, no.
No, that's what I mean. The Niners won.
Yeah, the rookie, or not, he's not a rookie, but he's undrafted, second year. Never Nick started Mullins? Nick Mullins, third string, never started a game in his NFL career. Three touchdowns and no interceptions.
Jesus.
I mean, go against, that's what you could say about Tampa earlier this year against the Bears. I mean,
that's true. Trubisky
picked them apart, man.
That's true. But at least he's the starter.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's true.
He got drafted second overall. He better do something well.
San Francisco's got Jimmy Garoppolo, who is their first starting quarterback this year, who was lost for the season due to an ACL tear. Then Chesterfield starts with a C. Their second string quarterback, who is also pretty decent,
Chad Pennington.
Yep. I mean, when in doubt, go Chad Pennington. He is going to be, he has to sit out because he has some shoulder issues. He was available if they needed him, but they clearly didn't. So they started Nick Mullins, who, like I said, never started an NFL game in his entire career and was on the practice squad at the beginning of this season.
Hey, I mean, you never know any given Sunday because go back to Tom Brady. What, he was mm-hmm. drafted like sixth round or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude's just sixth. Like, probably the best quarterback
had to come in the NFL an injured ever. Drew Bledsoe, yeah. and has never looked back.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
I think at that time Drew Bledsoe had the highest contract in the history of the NFL. I believe at that time.
You'd be right.
He had just signed it prior to the season.
Yeah. That's but how this it works. Is what I say. This is what I've been saying to Bears fans, my dad included, is. He got upset that we lost to Miami, lost to the Patriots. I was like, what did you expect this year? Like, man, the Bears are going above and beyond I ever thought they were going to do this year. So I'm happy. We lost by a field goal to Miami. We almost tied the Patriots with a last-minute pass. Like, I'm okay with this.
Every single game they've played this year, they have had the lead at half,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy to me for Bears offense.
Yeah, watching a Bears offense be good is
and granted, weird. It was the Jets, but like the defense played really well without Khalil Mack. So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. And that's the thing with Nick Mullins. Like, Oakland sucks. I don't know what John Gruden and the front office is doing, but they're saying they're not rebuilding, but they've given up.
Oh, they are rebuilding 100%. They're moving to Vegas. Like they need to save some money.
They trade away Khalil Mack to the Bears. Thank you. Yes. Who's the 2016 Defensive Player of the Year and an absolute fucking beast so far this year. You trade away Amari Cooper at the trade deadline. They've given up a couple other players for some high picks. And the thing that the thing that they're really mishandling is Derek Carr. Because first year coach and John Gruden, you want to build trust and everything. And they like watching the 49ers Oakland game, they are not on the same page. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And there are rumors Derek Carr is going to get traded too.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well just do it. They've got like 5 first round picks in the next 2 years.
The other thing to know is John Gruden was very like, we're not trading Amari Cooper, and then immediately turned around and traded Amari Cooper. So
of course.
I dislike John Gruden.
So, oh, Chucky.
Hey, man.
Won one Super Bowl with a good defense, and that's it.
I mean, I think it's funnier that the Cowboys gave up a first-round pick for Amari Cooper.
Yeah, right?
I mean, Amari Cooper's not bad, but he's not first-round pick material, especially since what the Texans gave up a third or a fourth for Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, they got swindled, I think.
Yeah, but hey, man.
Vegas is going to have a good time with those picks. Yeah. Up, so. Well, I think that's enough sports talk.
I haven't really happened in our podcast before, so we talk about games, all games.
Yeah. We are all very avid sports fans. I mean, I know that's come up before, but that's definitely the most it's come out. But I think it's that time.
Oh, that time?
I think it's that time for that time. Some tweets. Yeah.
Tweet corner.
I fucking love that. That's $10 we've ever spent.
Oh yeah.
We're the production value of this podcast skyrocketed today.
I feel like, especially I've been watching Frasier lately. I feel like Roz fucking Doyle right now.
I love it. Fucking love it.
So we have one tweet from our longtime fan, longtime listener.
Longtime lover.
Some days. Jeff allegedly, at allegedly Jeff.
Fellow cute boy.
He would love to know, at CGY Podcast, if you had to replace your hands with something other than hands or claws, what would you put at the end of your arms? Hashtag tweet corner.
Now, Hulk our hands. Friend. Well, but the beer koozie ones, right?
Exactly. You'd have to.
At Just Dornet replied to this with a gif saying tentacles.
I mean, that's got to be the actual, good. Yeah.
Suction cups.
I mean, you're going to look like a Orwellian nightmare. Not Orwellian.
No, I'm doing a kingpin hook.
I mean, the actual answer should be something like tentacles or something, because like, I mean, I joke with Hulk hands, but wiping your ass after taking a shit's gonna be a very big issue if I can't grab onto anything.
Tentacles is the right answer.
Yeah, but
can you tell me a Woody Harrelson kingpin hook? Is it gonna do it for you?
Oh, see, I thought you were talking about Vincent D'Onofrio's kingpin.
No,
yeah, that's what
I thought you were saying. I understand now. Yes, Woody Harrelson kingpin hook. Yeah, that's pretty good too.
And then I'm gonna get a sponsorship by Trojan, as he does in the movie.
When I first read this, I thought wings, and then I reread it and went, "Oh, he didn't say arms; he said hands." So putting little wings on your hands would be
interesting.
It'd be weird as shit.
I think we all know the right answer is tentacles, though.
So. It's what?
It's Hulk hands.
No, tentacles. I want I want Korg's buddy's, like, knife hands.
Piss off, ghost.
You pulled yourself off? What's his buddy's name? What's the little guy's name?
Gary?
I think it's Gary.
Oh, Gary, you dead?
Korg. Buddy. Korg best beat buddy? Oh, no. Korg buddy. Meek.
Meek.
Oh, yeah, Meek.
Oh, guys, Meek's alive.
I want Meek knife hands.
God, I love that guy.
Meek's a cool dude. But the right answer is tentacles.
Yeah.
Just thinking what you could do with those suction cups.
I mean, it is either tentacles or the hook hand that Chris is talking about, because those are actually useful.
Another day, but, another Doug.
But think what you could do with those suction cups.
Oh, I've imagined.
Ayo.
There's a lot of cartoons about him, too.
I bet there are. Don't look up Roll 34 for him.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to. Anyway, that's going to bring us to the end of the episode. If you would like to be featured alongside at Allegedly Jeff on Tweet Corner, please tweet at us your questions. Clearly, they don't have to be about games, and we like answering funny things, so, you know.
Yeah. So,
With the production value going up, we expect the number of Tweet Corners to go up, too. So, don't be
That's
afraid.
That's the end of Tweet Corner.
See? Slumberyard, your money is well spent. Thank you for trusting us. But if you would like to, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at CGY Podcast. You can also, that is either platform is where you can send us Tweet Corner questions or Facebook Corner questions. Just call it Tweet Corner. You can, if you'd like to, subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play or Podbean. That would be much appreciated. Leave a review, 5 stars to like us the best and for us to come kiss you. I personally guarantee it. If you also want to, you can follow us on Spotify. We have a feed there as well. Not sure if you can review us there, but, you know, do your best.
You cannot review on Spotify, but you can follow it.
Do leave us a follow. But as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's shower thought comes from user Peculiar Pete. I had a tough time saying that. Peculiar Pete. Try to say that 5 times fast.
Peculiar.
Peculiar Pete.
Peculiars.
Telling someone they look better with a beard is basically saying they look better the less you can see their face. And that's been episode 37 of Come Get Your Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
Dude, I just had like shattered glass. My face is ugly.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
And that's been Chris, who's had now an existential crisis.
Mm-hmm. What, Adam?
See you next time.
Love you, bye.